This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा।
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said that GST slabs were reformed for the benefit of the citizens of the country. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the Matchsticks and Fireworks Manufacturing Associations at Kovilpatti Tuticorin today, she said the government was working with a long-term vision of Viksit Bharat in 2047. She asserted that the government would render all assistance for the benefit of the fireworks and matchsticks manufacturers. The Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on the National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement said, a dedicated category has been enabled on the integrated grievance redressal mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints following the implementation of revised GST trades, rates and exemptions effective from Monday. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implication of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation on Monday. The ministry in a statement said that the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The ministry added that during the last visit of the team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representative to India on 16 September, positive discussions were held on various aspects of the trade deal, and it was decided to intensify efforts in this regard. A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic check-in and boarding systems has been disrupted operation at several major European airports, including London's Heathrow, Brussels, and Berlin. The operators said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. According to Brussels Airport, the attack has rendered automated systems inoperable, allowing only manual check-in and boarding procedures. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. With this victory, the visitors won the series by 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.